Kisatu, first of all, wishes Nelson Mandela a very happy birthday and many more years of happy life. Nobody has done more to earn it in South Africa. And he remains an inspiration to all of us. And our message is to wish him well and to hope that his inspiration will contribute towards continuing the work which he did so much to set in motion, both in prison and as president, and which can still inspire us today to solve some of the huge problems which we still face as a country, particularly the very, very high levels of unemployment, poverty and inequality.
Well, while he was president, how was the relationship between workers in the country, especially COSATU representing them, and his administration?
COSATU always had an excellent relationship with Nelson Mandela. When we set up a special award named after our founding president, the Elijah Baha'i Award, the first person we gave this to was Nelson Mandela, and it was an obvious choice. There was really no debate about that, because although, of course, he was the leader of the country as a whole and had clearly to make compromises in order to bring about the democratic transition, he always saw the workers and the poor as the main people who had to benefit from political liberation. And the tragedy is that today, many of those are still not completely free. He won our political freedom for us, for which we will be always grateful, but we still have to struggle to achieve economic freedom, and that is the main challenge which we face us in the years ahead.
The United Nations is scheduled to today honor him on his birthday. How proud does this make South Africans?
We're obviously very proud, but it has always been a fact that he didn't only make a huge contribution to South Africa, but he set an example to the rest of the world, which many, many countries can learn from. There are many parts of the world, tragically, which are still engulfed in conflict, the Middle East, Syria in particular at the moment, where the people there could learn lessons in how to live together in peace and harmony, despite the differences which are rooted in the history of different countries, just as they were in South Africa.